Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're so glad to have you join our world. Before we get started, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirts, including our brand new dragon breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order your comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. You can share your love and support for us at Be Calm on Awe Island with your purchase. And we'll keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, feel the air coming in through your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you're picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you're holding a banana with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float slowly down. Lift your other leg just a little. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up. And let it float slowly back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. squeeze your hands tight into a ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Relax and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flowing into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. And let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and hold. And relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you're ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Jungle Voyage. Rain tapped on the roof and against the windows. The little kitty purred, tucking his nose under his paws. Chance, the cardboard box, felt content listening to the soothing rhythm. As the sound of thunder rumbled around the house, Chance smiled, knowing that it was about time for another adventure. The little kitty turned his ears towards the hall and listened. Sure enough, the kids skipped down the hall. The boy reached down and picked up the fluffy kitty, giving him a gentle hug before placing him on the couch. Before hopping into the cardboard box, the girl asked, "Ready for today's adventure?" "I'm ready," the little boy said, hopping into the colorful cardboard box behind his sister. His sister said, "Okay, I'd like to visit the jungle today." As she said that, Chance could feel the power of their imagination working. He sprouted a twinkling rotor with a swirling blade. The little boy smiled and said, "Sounds great, Captain." With that, the little girl piloted the cardboard box up off of the carpet. Chance hovered as their imaginations erased the ceiling. Then, up, up, up they went, straight through the gray clouds without a drop of rain touching them. The girl watched for lush trees and plants through the openings in the clouds. Soon she saw something promising and piloted the cardboard helicopter down towards the ground. As Chance descended through the tree canopy, he saw a river directly below him. As soon as the cardboard box touched the river, the twinkling rotor retracted and Chance transformed into a boat. Now it was the boy's turn to captain the ship. The boy steered the cardboard boat along the gently flowing river. He pointed out a large log floating in the river. As they moved closer to it, the boy noticed the log was smiling. "It's a crocodile!" the boy and girl shouted together. With that announcement, the crocodile sunk below the surface of the water. He reappeared on the far bank of the river to bask in the sun. The kids continued floating down the river past the crocodile. The girl pointed to a spot near the other shore. Bubbles popped on the surface of the river. Chance and the kids watched eagerly to see what animal was making the bubbles. Before long, a smiling hippo emerged from the water and with a quick flip was gone again. "Wow, I didn't know hippos were so graceful," the little girl said. "Me neither," the boy added. Interrupting their thoughts on the hippo's movements, a fish jumped out of the water and splashed down on the opposite side of Chance. The kids giggled with surprise. "Well, shall we head home?" the boy asked his sister. "I think it's about time for dinner," she answered. However, the river had one more surprise for them. As the girl took over and Chance became a helicopter once more, they spotted a smiling elephant dipping her trunk in the river. The elephant lifted her trunk as if to wave at the colorful cardboard box. Just as the kids noticed the elephant's smirk, they were blasted with a trunk full of water. The kids erupted in giggles once more and piloted Chance back to their house. The roof disappeared as the girl slowly landed the cardboard box on the soft carpet of the living room. The ceiling reappeared and the sound of raindrops tapping on the roof returned. The cardboard box yawned. Happy to be back in the cozy living room. The little kitty noticed his friend was back and hurried over to Chance. Chance smiled and relaxed into the soft carpet beneath him. The cardboard box thought of all he had to be grateful for. Chance was grateful for the welcome of the purring kitten. He was happy to share another adventure with the kids, and that the animals in the jungle had been friendly. Most of all, the cardboard box felt happy to share in the kids' world, amazed at the power of their wonderful imaginations. Chance hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As the colorful cardboard box relaxed, he took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. the cardboard box drifted off to sleep, imagining the graceful hippos blowing bubbles into the gentle river. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.